sins. Then he said to them, the Sabbath was made for people, not people for the Sabbath. So the Son of Man is Lord even of the Sabbath. And I take from that a very important point, that it's not about following the rules. It's not about being rigid with when our time of rest is. It's about having that rule of rest where we will move it, change it, but not lose it. I don't know what it's like in your household, but I find that sometimes Sundays are the least restful day on the planet. And it's not just because we're involved in church. When you factor in gym, two barbecues, having to do the washing before going to school or work on Monday, suddenly a Sunday can feel like one of the busiest days. So it's not necessarily about that fixed day. But it's about finding rest. It's about carving out space for rest. It's about following that rule of rest. And here's where my second image comes into play. A garden shed. Now, you might have just imagined some of these wonderful holiday locations, Malta, the Maldives, Bognor Regis, the places where you'd like to go to have a real sense of rest. But for me, the most restful place that I can imagine is a garden shed. Now, I think this hails from the fact that being a Yorkshireman, a garden shed is something that is sacred territory as a man cave. My dad would go down to the allotment, and I would be tasked with taking him a flask of tea around about lunchtime, obviously to give him some refreshment from his hard work turning over the soil. And when I'd get there, what had he been doing? Sitting in the shed. He might have done a little bit of token digging, but mostly it was shed time. We all need a little bit of shed time. A couple of weeks ago, a program was on the TV called Amazing Spaces, Shed of the Year. I don't know if anybody saw that. We love that program, Shed of the Year. I mean, the sheds that are on that program are amazing. There are pubs, there are beach-themed rooms, there were eco-lodges, there were workshops, a whole variety of amazing spaces for shed time. And watching that program made me think four things about how we can carve out space in our busy lives for rest, bend the rules a little bit so that we can carve out time for our bodies, minds, and souls. The first thing that shed time needs is it needs to be built. All of these spaces were built. The people had taken time to put them together. They'd gone into their gardens or their the grounds that they had, and they physically put those places together. The rules of rest need us to build them. We need to build them into our lives. Unfortunately, there aren't very many umpires around anymore who will tell us it's time for tea. You now have to go and rest. It's often our own task to do that. In fact, the umpires in our lives at the moment tend to tell us to keep going, to keep pushing on. So we need to build that time. We need to build spaces and maybe even places where we can go to rest. So a question to take away with you is, how can you build space and time to rest in your life? Where are you going to get your shed time? What do you need to move? What do you need to carve out? What do you need to put in place to rest? But the second thing about these sheds was that shed time needs to be bespoke. It needs to be built, but it needs to be bespoke. All of these sheds were beautifully constructed for the people that built them. They reflected their hobbies, their passions, their interests. So rest is not just about carving out time. It's also about finding out what energizes you. Or maybe better, what draws you into rest. What is it that's going to make you want to put down the pressing things that you need to do to take an afternoon to rest? What energizes you and what draws you will be different. As I said, some of these sheds were luxurious spaces to beach huts in the middle of the city. Some of them were country-themed pubs which is kind of my ideal of what I would like in a shed in our back garden if I could. Others were workshops, because people were energized by doing something creative, doing something different. So as well as being built, your shed time needs to be bespoke. And once you've built these spaces, once we've built and tended these spaces, then we can start using them. If they're at the bottom of our garden, we can use them when we need to. Because while it's good to carve out large blocks of time, sometimes our shed time can only be brief. Sometimes we can only retreat to these places for 10 or 15 minutes, or take a couple of hours to do a creative activity. Take an hour to go for a walk by yourself. So shed time can be brief as well as extended. And shed time can also be busy. Sometimes the best way to rest is by being active on something that is different to what we usually do. Henry is always pestering me to play golf. When I lived here 10 years ago, we played a little bit more regularly than we have been able to recently. But I used to love those 4.5-hour walks with a bacon sandwich interrupted by swinging through bits of metal as a lovely time of rest. Busy, but restful. And all of this is about encountering God. I wouldn't want to separate out the physical, mental, and soulful needs that we have as human beings. Because our rest is meant to engage in all of who we are. And so it's not just about praying, worshiping, meeting together as church on a Sunday. It's about doing things on a day or through the week where we can feed who we are in all three of those ways. Sometimes that means sticking to the rules. Sometimes it means moving and bending so that we can make the rule of rest flow in our life. Let's pray. Lord God, we're mindful that we need rest. We need our bodies to be refreshed. We need our minds to be revived. We need our souls to recover. Help each of us in our busy lives with our roles and responsibilities to carve out that shed time where we can feed our bodies, renew our minds, and revive our souls. In Jesus' name, amen.